This afternoon, 24 thoroughbreds will be trotted out onto Melbourne's Flemington Racecourse, lining up for the richest two-mile contest in the global horse racing calendar. Recent revelations, though, of course, that thousands of unwanted racehorses are being slaughtered at abattoirs every year have cast a pall over Australia's most celebrated racing event. Helen Thomas is an ABC broadcast journalist and host of Hoof on the Till podcast, together with racing journalist Max Presnell. Welcome back to Breakfast, both of you.
Thank you, Hamish.
Good morning, Hamish.
We talk to you every year at this time, but Helen, I think it's fair to say this year it's quite different.
Certainly a different vibe around town. Hamish, I mean, Melbourne loves the Melbourne Cup. It's part of Melbourne's heart and soul, I guess. And yesterday I was down with thousands of people lining the streets for the Melbourne Cup parade, in which, you know, several horses, including Cup winners like Might and Power and Brew, you know, walk through along Swanston Street. And I was interested because I thought if ever there's going to be an indication that, you know, there's a real concern to the point where people aren't going to be interested in following this race, it would be there. And I think it's fair to say that there were, you know, maybe a couple of hundred less than last year, but that could have been put down to the weather. But certainly the mood is different and the way people are talking about the race is different. I think the general comment that I keep hearing that sort of sums it up is, let's hope it's a good race.
Max, what are you hearing amongst the community, the fraternity there about the race this year? I mean, is it called the race that stops the nation? But maybe this year the nation's stopping and having a conversation that's quite different to the one that it normally does.
Hamish, I've seen 38 Melbourne Cups straight. I've been in the racing business for over 60 years. I would say this is a razor edge Melbourne Cup, not only because of the revelations of the horse slaughter, but there are other issues too. Once upon a time, it was the Melbourne Cup. Now it's the International Cup run in Melbourne. Betting turnover is down for other reasons, betting taxes, the state of the economy. It's really in a balance. Now, the Melbourne Cup, it's grueling for horse and man. Whip abuse comes out in the Melbourne Cup. Horses don't come through the Melbourne Cup well. So under these circumstances, you know, I really hope that this is a good, clean Melbourne Cup. Saturday's Derby Day, look, it was a vintage Derby Day. Everything went well, and I do hope that the Melbourne Cup today goes in the same way.
Max, you mentioned the bookmakers, and this is, and taxes as well. This has become a bit of an issue for Racing Victoria. There's a point of consumption tax, as well as a slightly different race fee model that Racing Victoria imposes. Can you explain for us what's going on? Because also I suspect a lot of people that bet may have noticed that the Victorian racing schedule doesn't get promoted as much as it may have in the past.
Look, I think for the average person, Hamish, this goes through to the keeper. Look, they're not, if the once a year punter is going to have a bet on the Melbourne Cup, they're not considering the figures, the percentages. It's the big players, the $100,000 people that this is hitting. And you may say, well, should they get an advantage? It's not an advantage. It's what is perceived as a fair go from the figures, from the taxes that are occurring these days. But look, in many ways, look, Australian racing has never gone better, particularly in New South Wales. There's never been as much money in racing as there is in New South Wales. There's issues, I nearly said little issues, they're not little issues, they're big issues, that are compounding into a major issue, like the ABC's revelation of the horse slaughter, like the internationalisation of the Melbourne Cup. It's just in that turmoil state that today I think is vital for the industry.
Helen, there are some predictions of protests at the races today. Do you know what is to be expected?
Hamish, activists have been at the most recent major race meetings. They were certainly at the Melbourne Cup Parade yesterday, and I'm sure they will be here today. And I think their presence in many ways is a positive one. I think when they started really focusing on the Melbourne Cup 5-6 years ago, it started people talking about the sorts of issues, you know, we've been canvassing for the last few weeks. And one of those issues, of course, is what happens to horses when they retire from the track. That is a really important issue. It's not an issue that the industry can look away from anymore. And that's one of their major concerns because, of course, some of the horses that end up at slaughterhouses have been rehomed or tried to be rehomed, and it hasn't worked. The industry has to get on top of that, but they'll certainly be here. I haven't seen signs of them this morning. They weren't here when the trackwork gates opened, you know, very early on. I'm sure they're probably gathering on the other side of the course from where I am now.
Max Presnell, we spoke yesterday to Giles Thompson from Racing Victoria. He seemed to think that whips will be gone from the Melbourne Cup and from the carnival within 10 to 15 years. What's your view?
I think that's a reasonable assessment. I can't see it in the next few years, Hamish, because really there's a safety factor there. Whips aren't only there to get the best out of a horse, they're there to control the horse, and I think there's a safety issue there. So I think the whips will be here for the next 4 or 5 years at least, but down the track, talking to people, smarter people than I am, they do say the whip will go. But Hamish, can I just get a balance on what racing does for old horses? It's a statement I've made constantly in recent weeks. Look, man's inhumanity to man is far worse than man's inhumanity to racehorses. We have come a long way in looking after old racehorses. We've got a way to go yet. But even before the Channel 2 story, racing in New South Wales and Victoria were acting on a better way to look after our has-been horses. Now, we're on that track. We're going down there. We will get there. It is getting better, and it should have got better. But put it this way, we're on the front foot about it. And when you talk about demonstrators...
I just need to get in, Max, because we've got 15 seconds to the news, and I need to get Helen's tips.
Oh, you start with Max there, but I'll say let's stick with the locals. The little mare down the bottom of the list is Young Star, Bow and Declare, and another one, Surprise Baby.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there.